You think you have chemo, Brian?
Oh my gosh. Hey everyone, it's Lucy and Sharon. We're back with you. We are
the Chemo Girls.
And this is a segment on chemo brain. Oh my goodness, that sounds, I can't even wrap my words around that, chemo brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's this a reality.
This is the Cancer Survivor Show back with you today. And really, it sounds like a scary word, but I think we're going to have a lot of fun today.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I had some really silly stories about chemo brain in my little repertoire.
Well, tell us what a chemo brain is, Sharon.
Well, when you're taking chemotherapy, it's like a cognitive fog. You know, it's like someone has thrown a wet blanket over your brain. And it passes after chemotherapy. But the truth of the matter is, you know, you can become disorganized. You can lose little gaps of time, you know, and it's difficult to remember sometimes if you spoke with someone on the phone or not. You know, did you deal with something or not? I lost 2 hours one day.
I remember that story. You don't even remember being in the car with a very good friend.
I don't. It was funny. I was at home, and my husband had gone to Walmart, and he threw my house keys at me. And I said, "Where did you get those?" He said, "Well, I ran into your friend Laura at Walmart, and she gave me her keys." Well, keep in mind, I worked with Laura, but I was off work that year. I was going through chemotherapy. And I said, "Laura, how would she have my keys?
Where did she get those keys,
So he looked at me kind of in disbelief and a little bit of amusement and said, "Sweetie, you went with Laura out of town to the doctor this week and you left them in her car." Well, I was pretty stinking offended. I actually got angry. I said, "I did not." You know, I thought he was trying to
mess you
or
up.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was pretty adamant about the fact that I had gone out of town with Laura. And then all of a sudden, I had a glimpse of the passenger side of a little Honda vehicle.
Yeah.
And it was like the far right end of the dash through to the door jamb into the right door. Just a little blurb.
Wow. And what a picture that was.
Picture. That's all I had.
And that's all you could think of in
and
this
I said,
nice little car.
Did she get a new car? Because I know she's always had a Ford. He goes, "Yes." I said, "Is it a silver Honda?" He said, "Yes." And I just threw my hands over my head. I was like, "Oh my gosh.
What's wrong with me?
What's wrong with me?"
Because I hate when he's right all the time.
No, that's just a fact. You have to accept that he's typically pretty good about that. So, you know, it had been 45 minutes to the doctor, surely 30 to 45 minutes there and 45 minutes back, not to mention the phone call I had to make to her in advance to set that up.
So I would say that that is a very, very good example of chemo brain.
Oh, sure. Sure. And, you know, I found myself in a constant attempt to manage the information overload that was coming my way, because really following a cancer diagnosis, so much. I mean, it's such a learning curve. You're trying to manage appointments,
yes,
new doctors, insurance, diagnosis information.
There's a lot of stuff.
Medication.
Yes.
People bringing you suppers. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And so I had a book here and a book there and boxes full of information.
Yeah.
And I managed.
But just managed, huh?
I just managed.
So the key to chemo brain really is organization.
Sure. You need to plan for it.
Yeah.
It may not affect you, but if it does, you need to be prepared in advance. So organization is key.
Well, you know, life before cancer and life before chemo and whatever treatment that you're receiving, it's busy, busy, busy already. But whenever you put all those things on top of there, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
So what's the key, Sharon, to that organization system? What do you think?
Gosh, the main thing I would say is keeping everything in one place.
That's right. That's right. Because you know what? Things don't just magically stop happening.
No, they don't.
Children still like to eat supper.
Mm-hmm. The laundry fairy doesn't come, right? That's what we say. Laundry still has to be done.
That's right. Groceries have to be bought.
Your job has to be covered.
That's right. So that you have to work out a system to make it all work.
Mm-hmm. And really, the people around you do want to help. But even in that, there has to be a system to manage that.
That's right. I think that's what has launched our endeavors to make that happen for people to be able to manage and organize and keep everything in one place. That's why we got together and put together that life management system that we have.
That's
my
right.
Chemo cocktail and me.
Yeah, it's like a book that is sort of life on chemo organizer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a day runner.
Day runner. It's a bit of a girlfriend who's been there, done that,
yeah.
All wrapped up and ready to help.
Yeah, yeah. It's a 1-2-3 step to keep in life just a little bit more simple and organized during a pretty crazy time.
Yeah.
So anyone that might be interested, you can find our book at www.mychemococktailandme.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can help you with any of that, you just let us know.
That's right. We do realize that it can be a little crazy. The other suggestion, besides trying to keep it all in one place, is, you know, you may want to consider a chemo coordinator. This is something that we will elaborate on in a future segment.
Yeah, yeah.
But the general idea is finding someone in your life who is committed to you and who's there and wants to be there in a greater capacity, who can sort of act like a liaison,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
A personal assistant type
That's
person.
That's right. That's right. Well, Sharon, in your... You have been a cancer survivor a lot longer than I, and so your life has touched more lives than mine. Do you feel like there's a lot of people out there who really haven't been educated about chemo brain and how to manage chemo brain?
Absolutely. And, you know, it never ceases to amaze me when we meet a new lady, you know, when we're doing what we do, and we're touching base with them for the first time, and we mention chemo brain, and, you know, they just kind of look at us like,
Deer in the headlight kind of look.
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you would sort of expect that maybe someone had mentioned that.
Yeah.
Because if you're not expecting it, it can be just a tad alarming.
Right.
You know, there's really nothing to be greatly concerned about that I'm aware of. You know, it does pass when the chemo leaves your system.
Yes.
But make no mistake about it. It is a get out of jail free card for the rest of your life.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You use it.
Use it. You know, it's almost 11 years out. If I lock my keys in my car, he better understand.
That's right. Chemo brain.
That's right. It's chemo brain, delayed
reaction.
Milk
it, baby.
Yeah, it's that.
Yeah.
So we just want people to know in advance.
And that's why we wanted to talk about chemo brain today is we've talked to women out there, we've talked to men out there that really did not have that information for them. And they didn't know that there were resources out there that could assist them with life management during chemo.
And you know, I've never been the caregiver, but I would imagine that it could be alarming from their end as well.
Sure.
If you're used to a certain level of brain function from the person you know so, so well, and all of a sudden, you know, they're having a headphones experience like you had at the beginning of the segment, or like I had, You know, that could scare you. But if you are aware in advance, you're just going to chalk it up, give it a little chuckle and say,
"That's right.
Let's write this one down for her from when she can actually remember the story."
That's right.
I'll tell her later or him later.
So if you're listening alone today and you don't have your loved one beside you and you're possibly looking at a regimen of chemo in the future, then share with your loved one and share with those people around you what you've learned today. Let them know, hey, if I start acting silly, if I don't remember your name, if I don't remember that I saw you, please forgive me. Just ask in advance for forgiveness, right?
Yeah, preemptive forgiveness for calling them 5 times asking the exact same question.
You didn't do that, did you?
I'm pretty sure that I did. Yeah, so I think that's pretty much it on Chemo Brain today.
So what are your questions? Do you have any questions for us today on Chemo Brain? Shoot us a line at our emails. We are Lucy@mychemococktailandme.com.
Or Sharon@mychemococktailandme.com.
Follow us on Facebook, My Chemo Cocktail.
And a little and symbol.
And the and sign, me. Mm-hmm. And follow us on Facebook. We love to have you as a friend and follow along. We are constantly posting new pictures of beautiful women and men that we meet and work with. And as our product launches for some of our support systems are being made, we're just inundating our community with all the good things that are happening.
Right.
You can follow us on Twitter at the Chemo Girls.
That's right.
And we would just love to hear back from you and let you know that we're here for you. And that's what our mission in this podcast is all about, is being your friend through what can be a gray time in life, but what we are hoping to do is bring a light to that darkness.
That's right. So, Lucy.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a wrap on Chemo Brain Girl.
Okay.
Oh. Now?
I forgot. Are we supposed to do another show?
No. Oh. Now it's time for the not just surviving, but thriving tidbit.
Okay. Oh, I'm back.
Day.
I'm back. Chemo Brain's over. Okay.
That's right.
The tidbit of the day.
Do you have a tidbit for us today?
I do. I was working with a little girl in the clinic. And her name is Caitlin, and she is precious. Caitlin is precious. She's totally blind from a premature birth. And it's all about what other people can teach you, isn't it, in mm-hmm. this life?
Mm-hmm.
And so Caitlin likes to come in and sit on the floor because she's very touchy. She's very tactile. She likes to rub the carpet, and she's always moving her little feet and hands while she's doing therapy. And I said, "Okay, Caitlin, it's time to get to work." She says, "Miss Wussy, let's go to Walmart."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Go to Walmart? Come on, let's go for a ride." And so I said, "Okay, Caitlin." So we pretend to get in the car. And I said, "Caitlin, do you want to drive?" And she said, "Miss Wussy, I can't drive. You know my legs are not long enough."
No perception. No, it's really the eyes.
And that's the eyes. Because she sees through other domains of her world.
Right.
That's right. So that was my tidbit of the day. I learned from 5-year-old Caitlin today about the beauty of life.
That's right. That's wonderful. Well, you know, guys, just take life where you can. Look for opportunities to appreciate your experience, your world, and the people around you.
That's right.
See the people in your world. You don't know what tomorrow will hold, but you do know what today offers.
So come back next time. We are going to be talking in more in depth about the chemo coordinator, the role of the chemo coordinator.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I think that's a badge of honor there.
I think so, mm-hmm. too.
So we've got a really neat show that is going to talk about that special person in your life that's going to help keep it all together. while you go through treatment. So until then, our friends, we are the Chemo Girls, and we're signing off.
We're not just surviving,
but thriving with you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.